If you're looking for some overseas romance, this might be the place, or might not. Let's get into it.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be reviewing the online dating site Orchid Romance, getting into the ins and outs, everything that you need to know about this site before you ever even sign up. Before I start diving into this review of Orchid Romance, though, you should definitely be sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this quiz will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and completely free, and the link to that's going to be found above me and in the description down below. So go ahead and click the link to take the quiz, take it, then come back here and comment below what your results are, because we'd love to know. While you're at it, be sure to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating apps and dating sites. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below to go to our deals page and possibly save yourself some dough. All right, so let's dive into it. Orchid Romance. This is what we're gonna be talking about today. So let's get started talking about what exactly is this website? What's it all about? What's its MO? So Orchid Romance is essentially an online dating site to help you find love overseas. Specifically, this site is designed to help you get into contact and possibly form some love connections with people who live in China, Russia, or Argentina. So essentially, really the whole point of this site is setting up people from more Western countries like the US or the UK or Canada to find love overseas. On their actual site, Orchid Romance claims that they are striving to be a place connecting people from all over the world. They put efforts on involving people from different countries to be registered here and enjoy communication. They propose that upon registration on Orchid Romance, you'll get an instant access to profile database. You may choose anybody and start chatting online. You can use the site on your desktop or mobile device, and it is pretty straightforward to utilize the actual site. I mean, it's very cut and dry. You just make your profile, you can start using the site. There's nothing too complicated about its user interface. You can even use its search and filter features to actually look for more specific traits in the person that you're trying to find and find love with. Orchid Romance claims that they are constantly improving and updating the quality of the services on the site to improve safety and usability. I would say if you're looking at Orchid Romance for the first time and you are accustomed to the world of online dating, you might be able to tell right off the bat. It does just lend itself to seem a little bit scammy just by looking at it. I mean, if you've been around for a while, you might have picked up on some internet online dating site scams. You might have, you know, been to your fair share of online dating sites, and maybe you can tell at this point what sort of looks more legit, which looks less legit. And it, you know, just off the bat, Orchid Romance does not give the most legit vibes. It's not a very technical analysis of it. However, just the setup, however, you know, user-friendly, however intuitive the interface is, it just gives off a sort of buggy, perhaps scammy type of vibe. Now, if that's actually the case, we're going to talk about more in the rest of this video. But I would say off the bat, it doesn't seem the most updated in terms of, you know, modern dating sites and dating apps. It just seems a little bit dated, and that lends itself to looking a little bit less trustworthy. But we're going to dive into the detail of this site, and let's see if it is trustworthy or not. But before I do, if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and hit subscribe. So it really helps us out when you give our videos thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Alright, so I've gone over the basics of what you're going to see when you get to Orchid Romance. Now, how do you sign up? Let's go over the sign-up process for Orchid Romance. So when you get to the site, you'll immediately be prompted to join, and as it says, it is free to join. You can select your gender, your name, your birthday, your month, day, and year. You'll have to enter your email and your password. You'll have to create a password. From there, you'll be prompted to take a quiz to complete your profile and use the site to its fullest. So you'll start to take the quiz, which will first be asking you, have you ever met people online before? You can say yes, you have, or no, you haven't. Then you'll be asked, what's your goal on the site? It could be chatting, finding a friend, having fun, getting attention, if you're bored, or other. Then it will ask your field of work. So you'll have only one answer to fill out. It can be anything from architecture, arts, community services, engineering, healthcare, maintenance, science, law, government, sales, etc. Then you'll have to input your marital status if you're not married, married, divorced, or widowed. Then your level of English if it's beginner, intermediate, advanced, or native. If you speak any of the languages, you can input those as well, up to 3 different answers. So, you know, Mandarin, Bengali, Spanish, English, everything that you speak. Then you can describe yourself with up to 3 answers. You can pick from adjectives like honest, cheerful, kind, self-confident, optimistic, grateful, thoughtful, shy, humorous, generous, curious, caring, likable, etc., etc. You can say which group of people you fall into, so early birds and night owls or something in between. You can write what your hobbies are, so anything from playing musical instruments, watching TV shows, working out, arts and crafts, reading, traveling, gardening, playing computer games, cooking, listening to music, or other. Then you can go ahead and answer if you like reading, so yes or no. Then you can input your favorite movie genres, so animation, drama, science fiction, western, horror, documentary, crime films, rom-com, adventures, historical drama, fantasy, or if you don't like movies. You can input your favorite music genres, which include rock, pop, electronic, country, folk, melomaniac, hip-hop, classical music, jazz, or if you don't like music. I've never heard of melomaniac. Let me know in the comments if you have. You can input your go-to guilty pleasures, so maybe falling asleep watching TV, ordering takeout, staying in your PJs all day, sneaking extra scoop of ice cream, binging a whole TV show in a day, singing out loud in the car, or there, or if you're like me, maybe all of the above. Then you can answer what makes you laugh out loud. Witty jokes, stories from the past, good stand-up comedy, conversations with friends, memes, funny animal videos, etc. You can answer if you believe in soulmates, yes or no. Then you'll be prompted to tell a little bit about yourself with a little mini bio section. You can just write some basic little, you know, blurb about yourself. I'd recommend filling it out with a little bit of thoughtfulness for sure. Then you can share some preferences if you continue the quiz. So you can say how old are the people you prefer to chat with, what personality type would best suit you, an introvert or extrovert, what seems more important to you in the long run, beauty or brains. You can choose the personality type that seems the most interesting, so homebody, career chaser, bookworm, film aficionado, music addict, travel enthusiast, nature lover, etc. And then you'll also be asked to complete your profile with a photo. However, you are able to skip this and do it later. Although it is highly recommended that you do, you know, upload photos of yourself, this makes a huge difference in your success in the online dating world. Putting a face to the name is infinitely helpful. Without putting a photo of yourself, you will not be able to get a validated verification on your profile, but again, you don't actually have to upload a photo of yourself. There you can automatically like a person you'd like to chat up, and then that's it. You are started. You are signed up and ready to use the site. You can start going ahead and browsing other users who are online. You can look through profiles of other people. You can, you know, fill out yours more detailed. You can check out how much it will cost to get some extra features. You can look at gifts to give other people. You can look at the features, etc., etc. But you are ready to go once you have completed that quiz. So it's interesting to me how detailed it really is to get started using this site. I mean, you have to answer this personality quiz. There's no getting around it. It does take a minute, especially if you want to really think about your answers. And again, if you want the best success on this site or any others, we do recommend that you take the time to really think about what you're saying. You don't want to just skip this section because your answers will really determine the matches that you're presented with. And, you know, it'll help people to understand who you are and what you're looking for when they go to your profile and see what you've answered on there. Also, again, definitely make sure to upload some photos of yourself, because without photos, the chances of finding love in online dating decrease significantly. You know, having great photos is definitely vital to your success in the online dating world. So as you can see, the sign-up process is very simple. However, it does take a minute. It's pretty involved. Now we're going to move on to the prices of this site, what it's actually going to cost you. Before we do though, I do want to recommend that you check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to check out our deals page. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Alright, so let's move on to the next session. Let's talk about how much Orchid Romance is going to cost. What are the prices for this site? So Orchid Romance utilizes the credit system. So credits on Orchid Romance are the internal currency used for paid services on the site. Upon signing up, you get 20 credits for free. Afterward, you have to top up your balance. You need credits to chat with males, to message in chats, to reply with stickers, to view profile videos, to donate in streams, and to open photos in males. So let's get into the exact pricing. So this is how it goes for chats. So a live chat will cost you 2 credits per minute. Stickers in chat will cost you 5 credits. Sending photos in a chat will cost you 10 credits. And opening videos in chat will cost you 50 credits. Mails. It'll cost you 10 credits to send a mail to one particular member. The first mail will cost you 10 credits, and each following mail is 30 credits. To open mail, first mail is free, each following mail costs 10 credits. When sending photos in mails, it's free of charge. Opening photos in mails are 10 credits per photo. Opening videos in mails are 50 credits per photo. And miscellaneous, watching streams are free, group chats and streams are free. Donating in stream, you can find the prices in the donating catalog. Opening videos and profiles will cost you 50 credits. Real gifts, you can actually send real gifts and you'll find the prices in the gift catalog. The delivery fee is 100 credits. Requesting a meeting is 625 credits and requesting personal contact details is free. So you are actually able to send real life gifts to people and the prices for those gifts will vary. We're going to move on and talk about the features of this site, but before I do, I just want to ask the question of the day. Would you ever send someone who you're talking to an online dating site an actual in-person gift? What would it be? And have you done it before? Would you send flowers? Do you like the idea of sending in-person gifts? Have you utilized this type of service before? What would you send? What would you like to receive? Leave your comments, your stories, anecdotes, opinions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's dive into the features of Orchid Romance. So first off, I would say one of the best features of the site are its detailed profiles, because you answer this lengthy personality quiz just as you sign up for this site. That actually ensures that the profiles you are viewing are also going to be fairly detailed and will have a lot of information about the people who you are actually interested in. Also, the fact that you are able to send like actual real gifts to people is very unique. Not a lot of dating sites offer something like that. So that can make it actually really easy if you want to, have romance with whoever you're talking to. It makes it easy to send some roses or send some chocolates or whatever, have it. So that's a pretty unique feature in and of itself. Some other basic features of Orchid Romance include its newsfeed, which the newsfeed allows you to see public messages posted by other members, especially the ones you follow. They also offer streams. The streams tab allows you to watch other members of the platform going live. They have a search tab, which allows you to find and connect with members that match your preferences. There's also the people tab. The people page allows you to view, like, and add members of your choice to your following list. You can also click the chat now button to start an online chat with another member. Of course, they have messages, mailbox, and the credit system. Those are some of the major features of this site. Now let's get into the last section of this review. Is it worth it? Is Orchid Romance worth it? So Orchid Romance is interesting. It does have mixed reviews. Some people are saying this site is a scam. Some people have had success with it. Some people say that they have actually had an easier time making friends on this site rather than actual romance. So, it's interesting because they do have a complicated and very specific crediting system. So to utilize the site to its fullest, you will be spending a good chunk of change. You will be coughing up money just to do some of the basics on this site. I mean, there are plenty of other online dating sites out there that don't make you pay for some basic features like chatting and messaging. Also, a lot of the profiles do tend to be a little bit suspicious because some of them just seem like they are not necessarily real people. They seem like bots. They seem like fake profiles. Especially when you first log into the site, you are recommended a few profiles that have me wondering if they're actually real people. So I would definitely be wary when using this site. If you are interested, I would highly recommend checking it out. You can sign up for free and use some of its basic features for free. You are given some credits right off of the bat when you start using the site, so you can utilize them. Check out the site, use the free credit, see if you like it, see if you think it's worth some value to you. And if it is, and you feel like you are enjoying the site or it would add value to your life, then go ahead and pay for some credits to use. Just beware of scams and bots and definitely keep your wits about you. But that's going to just about wrap up this review of Orchid Romance. I hope that you found it helpful. I hope that you enjoyed it. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Completely free, easy fun, so don't forget to check that out. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page. That's also going to be linked below me in the description and above me popping up as well. So check out our deals page to possibly save some dough on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. Now that you're just about done with this video, be sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me and answer the question of the day. Would you ever send a real gift to someone you are just talking to on an online dating site? Have you ever before? Do you think it's a good idea? Would you like to receive it? Talk all about in-person gifts in the comments. We'd love to hear your opinions, anecdotes, stories, everything, because we love hearing from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!